四节。
引用的经文在哥罗西书的第四章二到四节，
亦都印喺周刊嘅后页，
印在我们周刊的后面。
请牧师，
我们请牧师。
感谢主，让我们有传讲信息的时间。
Thanks to the Lord, so that we have this chance to share His words.
在讲道之前，我要先问大家一个问题。
Before I start the sermon today, I'd like to ask you one question.
请问你想不想让神在你的生命中做工呢？
Would you like God to work in your life?
想不想啊？
Do you want
it? 是啊，很好。
Very good.
既然你想让神在你的生命中做工，那么你为什么不让神做工呢？
If you really want God to work in your life, why don't you allow Him to?
可能你会说，我哪里不让神做工啊？
You might say, when did I not allow God to work in my life?
而是神不做工在我的身上。
It is only that God does not work in my life.
是吗？
Is that true?
为什么神不做工在你身上呢？
Why is God not working in your life?
其实神天天都在等着要在我们身上工作。
Actually, God is waiting to work in our lives every day.
既然神天天时时刻刻都想着要在我们身上工作。
Since God is waiting to work in our lives all the time.
那为什么神不会在你身上工作呢？
Why are you saying that God is not working in your life?
问题不是出在神身上，是出在我们自己身上。
The question arises not because of God, but because of us.
因为神工作有个原则。
Because there is a guiding principle in God's work.
当然，神没有造人的时候呢，他说有就有，他命立就立。
When God works, then He actually says,I want something, and there is something.
他不要任何人跟他合作。
God does not require anybody to work with him.
但当他造人以后，
But after the creation of man,
他工作要展开的时候，
When his work is being extended,
他要人跟他配合。
He wants people to work with him.
他要人跟他合作。
He wants people to cooperate with him.
所以神要工作的时候，
That's why when God works,
一定要等到我们在他面前祷告。
He would wait for us to pray.
只有当我们祷告了，神才开始工作。
And after we pray, He would start His work.
如果你不是一个祷告的人，
If you are not a man of prayer,
如果你信主信到这么久，从来没有在神面前认真祷告过。
If you haven't seriously prayed ever since you believed in God,
那你感受不到神的工作是很正常的，对不对？
Then if you do not feel God's work in you, then that's rather normal.
不是神不做工在你身上。
It is not because God is not working in you.
是你从来都不来到神面前祷告。
It is only because you've never come to pray in front of Him.
那神只能够在你身上工作呢？
Then how can God work in you?
若要有突破，
If we want a breakthrough,
若要让神在我们身上工作，
To allow God to work in our lives,
若要让我们的生命成为神迹，
So that our lives can become a miracle.
很多时候我们说神迹，什么叫神迹？神迹就是神在我们身上工作了。
What are miracles? Miracles are actually God's act through us.
当神在你身上工作的时候，
When God in our lives,
你就成为神迹了。
You become a miracle.
很多时候我们说神迹很难发生啊。
Often we say it's so difficult to see a miracle.
我们很想看神迹。
We want to see miracles.
当你祷告，
But when you pray,
你不断祷告的时候，
When you pray unceasingly,
你的生命就可以不断成为神迹。
Your life will become a constant miracle.
为了让大家更加明白祷告真理的重要，
In order to let us understand the truth about praying,
今天要跟大家思想"让我们来祷告吧"这个题目。
We are looking at this topic. Let us pray today.
所以林牧师，你来这里时间短短才一年左右，祷告的信息就讲了三次了，在主日崇拜里面。
You might say, well, Reverend Now, you have only been here for just over a year, but you have spoken three times at least on topics related to prayer.
你这个信息太重要了。
But this is too important a topic.
我想每一年最少都要讲两次关于祷告的信息。
I think I would need to spend at least twice, two sermons on praying every year.
而且平时都要不断地提醒弟兄姐妹，要祷告，要祷告，要祷告。
And I would have to remind brothers and sisters constantly, you have to pray, you have to pray.
我们的人生从祷告开始。
Our lives begin with prayer.
我们的侍奉从祷告开始。
Our service to God begins with prayer.
甚至我们的家庭也是由祷告开始。
And even our families start with prayer.
因为家庭的核心是夫妇嘛。
Well, the nucleus of a family is the couple.
所以当你还年轻的时候，你要找派伍，你就祷告了，对不对？
So when you are still young, when you are searching for your mate, your partner, then you have to pray.
神就给你预备另一半。神就为你预备另外一半。
And God would prepare your other half for you.
家庭就产生了。
And the beginning, the family is formed.
所以我们说家庭也是由祷告开始的。
So we say the family also starts with prayers.
今天我们引用的经文就比较短，哥罗西书四章二节到四节。
We only have a short passage today in the Bible, that is Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. 2 through to verse 4.
所以经文都全部印在这个程序表里面。
And it's printed in your bulletin today.
我们那就请李弟兄呢，用广东话为我们读一遍。哥罗西书四章二节到四节。
请听我用广东话读出。你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
根据这段经文，我们要思想两个要点。
We will look at two main points through this passage.
第一个要点是让我们起来恒切祷告。
The first one is to devote ourselves to prayer.
第二个要点是让我们起来警醒感恩。
The second important point is to let us be watchful and thankful.
在哥罗西书四章二节里面，
In Colossians verse 2, chapter 4,
圣灵提醒我们要恒切祷告，警醒感恩。
The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have to devote ourselves to prayer and be watchful and thankful.
恒切祷告跟警醒感恩这句话给我们看到祷告两方面很重要的真理。
This verse saying, devote yourselves to prayer, be watchful and thankful, actually reveals to us two very important truths about prayer.
第一方面是关于祈求的祷告。
The first one is about prayer that asks.
不管是为自己祈求，还是为其他人祈求。
No matter whether you are asking for yourself or for others,
我们都要很有负担的迫切祷告。
We have to do this with conviction and compulsion.
结果我们就可以亲身经历到主垂听祷告的平安跟喜乐。
The reward is then the joy of seeing and experiencing God's answers to our prayers.
另一方面呢，是关于感恩的祷告。
On the other hand, this is also about prayers for thanksgiving.
当我们的祈求得到恩主垂听的时候，
When our prayers are answered by God,
当我们透过祷告亲身经历到神的工作的时候，
When we can experience God's work through our prayers,
我们就要马上在神面前献上感恩的祷告。
We would need to offer God a prayer of thanks immediately.
感谢主顾念我们这般卑微小可的人。
We thank God for remembering us, very unworthy people.
感谢主垂听我们这般不配的人呼求的声音。
We thank God for listening to our prayers from this group of people who are undeserved people.
感谢主赐下他的怜悯和丰富的恩典。
We thank God for God's grace.
并把一切的荣耀单单的归给神。
And we give him the glory he deserves.
现在我们要先来看关于祈求的祷告这一方面的真理。
Let's first of all look at prayers that ask.
圣经真理很清楚地启示我们。
The Bible clearly reveals to us this truth.
起来恒切祷告是圣灵对我们的呼唤。
To devote ourselves to prayer is actually the calling of the Holy Spirit.
为什么圣灵要这样来呼唤我们呢？
Why is the Holy Spirit calling us this way?
就好像我们呢，做父母亲的，为什么要去呼唤孩子起床呢？
Just like, well, you might ask, as parents, why are we calling our children that you should wake up?
很多时候叫孩子不容易，因为他沉睡沉睡，一直在床上沉睡。
Well, it is not an easy task because a lot of kids would just keep sleeping all the time.
很多时候我们灵里在沉睡。
Very often, we are also asleep in our spiritual life.
所以圣灵要来唤醒我们。
So the Holy Spirit is trying to call upon us.
不要再睡觉了。
Wake up.
要起来了。
Wake up.
要起来跟神交通。
So that we can communicate with God.
圣灵呼唤我们要起来祷告。
The Holy Spirit is calling us so that we have to wake up and pray.
因为我们灵里沉睡了。
Because we've been sleeping, deep sleeping.
我们忽略了神给我们祷告的权柄。
We have ignored the right to pray to God.
所以圣灵要这样来呼唤我们，来提醒我们。
So the Holy Spirit is urging us this way.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神已经赐给我们祷告的权柄。
God has given us the right to pray.
因着主耶稣的救赎,
because of Jesus Christ's salvation,
我们已经成为神的儿女。
We have become God's children.
在家里, 儿女一定会跟父母亲交谈话的, 对不对?
Every kid will speak to his or her parents at home.
正常的家庭，儿女一定会跟父母亲讲话的。
In a normal family, every child would actually speak to his or her parent.
不正常的家庭是另外一回事了，对不对？
It is of course another matter if you're talking about abnormal families.
所以如果我们属灵生命成长正常的话，
So if we have a need a normal spiritual life,
我们很自然就会跟神讲话。
We would naturally talk to God.
因为神是我们天上的父亲。
Because he's our heavenly father.
我们是他们的儿女。
We are his children.
儿女跟父亲讲话是很自然的。
For children to speak to their parents is very natural.
是很正常的。
It's normal.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣不但救赎我们，
Jesus Christ not only redeemed us,
不但为我们死，还为我们复活。
He did not just die for us, but also rose from death for us.
为我们升天。
He rose to the sky,
坐在父的右边。
And now sitting on the right hand of God,
一直为我们代求。
And praying for us.
因着耶稣一直为我们代求的缘故。
Because Jesus Christ is praying for us all the time.
所以我们可以随时随处来到神的施恩宝座前。
So that we can come to the throne of grace of God all the time.
献上我们的祷告。
And offer our prayers.
感谢主。
Thanks to God.
他的名永远是值得我们称颂的。
His name is worthy of our praise all the time.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵提醒我们要恒切祷告。
The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have to devote ourselves to prayer.
不单是神已经赐给我们祷告的权柄。
It's not only because God has granted us the right to pray.
不单是他给了我们这个权柄。
Not only because he has given us this right.
也是他对我们的要求啊。
This is also his expectation of us.
现在很多人讲，很多人不祷告，还为自己找借口。
Today, a lot of us do not pray and still trying to find excuses.
那时候你知道吗？我不祷告，因为我有信心。
I don't pray because I have a lot of faith in God.
我知道神会看顾我的。
I know that God will look after us.
所以我不需要祷告。
So we don't need to pray.
因为神知道一切。
Because God knows everything.
我不祷告表明我知道神知道一切。
I don't need to pray because God knows everything already.
你祷告表明你信心很小，你不知道神知道一切，所以你要祷告告诉神。
It's only because your faith is very small and you do not know that God knows everything. That's why you pray.
好像很属灵，对不对？
This sounds very spiritual.
错了。
This is wrong.
不明白圣经。
You misunderstand the Bible.
不明白神的心意。
You do not know God's will.
祷告是神对我们的要求。
Prayer is actually an expectation from God.
是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
This is a will that God has in us through Jesus Christ.
正如帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节到十八节所启示的。
As said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18.
祷告是神对我们的要求。
Prayer is actually a demand from God.
神对我们有要求哦。
There is an expectation from God on us.
那这是不是说神有缺乏，有缺欠呢？
Does this mean that God is actually deficient in some way?
不是的，神没有任何的缺欠。
Not at all. God is not deficient in any way.
他是个丰富的神。
He is an abundant God.
他对我们有要求。
He has expectations from us.
不是他有任何的缺乏。
This is not because he's in any way deficient.
坦白讲，我们的祷告不能够加添神任何的东西。
Frankly, our prayers cannot add anything to God.
我们的祷告不能够给神任何的好处。
Our prayers cannot offer God anything good.
神要求我们祷告。
God expects us, demands us to pray.
那是要将他丰富的恩典更多更多的加在我们的身上。
So that His abundant grace can actually be bestowed upon us.
因为他要让我们透过祷告跟他相交。
When we communicate with God through prayer,
亲身经历主那又深又大的爱情，
so that we can experience God's deep and real love on us.
当我们享受到主那又深又大爱情的时候呢，我们就心满意足了，再没有其他的祈求了。
We would feel very satisfied, and we need know nothing more when we feel the God's deep and wonderful love for us.
他要透过我们的祷告呢，让我们跟他同工。
He hopes that we would be able to work with him through our prayers.
让他的工作在我们中间展开。
So that his work can extend through us.
让我们看到神那又大又奇妙的工作。
When we see God's wonderful and big work,
我们就惊讶神的作为。
We would be surprised and amazed.
我刚刚在澳门侍奉的时候，
When I work in Macau,
很多人说澳门是石头城，石头城。
Many people said that Macau is actually a city of rocks.
所以在澳门传福音根本没有办法突破。
It is very difficult to have a breakthrough while spreading gospel in Macau.
那时候一百多人的教会在澳门呢是大教会。
Well, at that time, a church with over 100 people would be a big church already.
澳门有六十多间的教会。
There were more than 60 churches in Macau.
大部分是小猫几只。
Many of which would have only 3 or 4 people, maybe.
有十多人、二十多人的教会是算不错的教会。
If you have more than 10 people in the church, then it's actually quite a sizable church already.
但当弟兄姐妹愿意在石头城里面祷告的时候
，But when brothers and sisters were willing to pray in this city of rocks，
神大能的工作就会在奥布那里展开。
God's wonderful work started in Macau。
我80年代在澳门侍奉。
When I worked in Macau in the 1980s，
跟刘师母我们在澳门侍奉11年。
I worked with my wife in Macau for 11 years.
我们是由开荒布道开始。
We started from zero.
从零做起。
We started from scratch.
我们每天用几个钟头一起祷告。
We pray for several hours every day.
也带领弟兄姐妹祷告。
We also led our brothers and sisters to pray together.
所以当我们离开澳门到西澳侍奉的时候
，So when we left Macau for our ministry in Western Australia.
我们教会呢已经140多人。
Our church had 140 people.
神的作为。
This is God's work.
还有呢，现在澳门很多赌博的城市，很多赌场，对不对
？Macau is also a city of gambling, and there are many, many casinos there.
几年前，香港布道会呢，他们就去到澳门那个赌场的心脏地带里面呢。建立教会。
Many years ago, a church in Hong Kong started a ministry in the very heart of this gambling business in the casinos.
他们呢，就祷告在那个赌场的旁边。
They pray together just beside the casinos.
结果呢，他们。在那样的罪恶的场所里面呢，好像是两三年期间。
So in a matter of 2 to 3 years,
教会就建立起来。
They built a church.
在华富月刊里面呢，曾经有一起呢，有讲到这个的见证。
When one of the Christian magazines, this story was mentioned in one of the issues.
当我们祷告献上祭的时候呢
，When we are willing to offer our prayers，
神的工作就出现了。
God will start His work。
那你说，刘牧师，你在讲的是关于教会的事工
？You might say, Reverend, now you are talking about the church's ministries。
那你叫我们来祷告，可以经历神的作为，除了教会事工，还可以经历什么
？But if you ask us to come to pray to God。Then, apart from the church's ministries, what could it do?
当然，神的工作是包括我们日常生活的每一部分。
Of course, God's work would include every facet of our daily life.
不管是老年人、中年人、青年人、少年人，还是儿童。
No matter whether you are the older generation, adults, adolescents, or children,
我们都可以起来祷告。
We can always come and pray.
都可以起来经历神的作为哦。
So that we can experience God's work.
有时候小小的孩子两三岁。
Sometimes very young children, 2 or 3 years old.
两三岁已经可以讲话了，对不对
？Well, people can speak when they're 2 or 3 years old.
如果他父母亲教导他、带领他
，and the parents would bring them up.
那两三岁就可以祷告。
They can start praying.2 or 3 years old.
他祷告很天真哦。
They might be very naive in their prayers.
有时候小孩子呢在玩耍，为了一些玩具啊等等了不开心，那么他们祷告的时候呢就开心了。
Maybe they haven't been very happy in their daily lives, but when they pray, they could be very happy again.
有很多弟兄姐妹跟我们讲了他们孩子的故事。
Many brothers and sisters actually tell us stories about their children.
孩子的祷告特别天真哦。
The prayers of children can be very pure.
包括我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
Including brothers and sisters in this church.
因为我们的孩子有参加主日学嘛，对不对
？Our children attend Sunday school.
主日学又教导他们要祷告。
The Sunday school teaches them to pray.
应该怎样怎样
？How to pray?
他们回到家里
，When they return home,
爸爸妈妈在吵架。
They see the parents quarreling.
他们就为爸爸妈妈祷告。
They might pray for the parents.
很单纯。
Very pure in heart.
简单一两句。
Maybe only one or two sentences.
天父啊，爸爸妈妈吵架了，求主帮助他们不要吵架了。
They might pray, well, our parents are actually having a dispute. May God help them.
或者有的时候看到妈妈不开心，天父啊，妈妈不开心。请你帮助妈妈，给她开心一点呢。
Or perhaps when they see the parents are unhappy, they might pray to not to God, saying, "Well, our parents are unhappy."
但很奇妙，神就工作了。
And wonderfully, God would start His work.
有时候父母亲看到他小小的孩子都这样为他祷告，也不好意思再吵下去了，对不对
？And when the parents see that the small child is praying for them, then they would not want to quarrel anymore.
他在西澳的时候有一个。在读大学的女孩子。
When I was in Western Australia, there was a girl who was studying in the university.
她是读药剂师。
She was studying pharmacy.
当然，现在她已经毕业了，已经出来做药剂师了。
She has already graduated and now working as a pharmacist.
但当她在读书的时候
，But when she was still studying,
那么这因为她有一些的急事，她要。就要考试之前呢，就没有办法用很多时间去温习。
There was once when she was actually having difficulty finding time for her studies, just in front before an examination.
等到那事处理好要准备考试的时候呢，她心里很慌乱。
She was actually panicking when the exam came.
因为内容太多了，要怎样温习啊
？There was too much to prepare for.
但他已经信主，他在祷告，求神帮助他。
But as a believer, she started to pray to God.
结果呢，他心里面就安静下来。
And then her heart actually had peace.
不忙乱。
No more panicking.
尽本分就温习。
And she spent the time, the due time for studying.
考试的时候。
In the exam,
想不到考量的是内容都是他温习到的。
And miraculously, the questions were on the material that she had already studied on.
他考了很好的成绩。
She got very good results.
回来在教会里面做见证。
And she shared this testimony in the church.
恒切祷告。
Devote yourselves to prayer.
你就可以经历到神的工作。
Then you would experience God's work.
好，记得我在福建信主的时候。
I still remember when I was converted in Fujian.
曾经一个做妈妈的为她儿女祷告。
A mother was trying to pray for her daughter.
那个妈妈是怎样信主的
？This mother actually became a Christian.
她的妈妈的。就是她的那个妈妈，那个姐妹呢？她的丈夫是学校的校长。
Her husband was actually the principal of a school.
所以在那个年代是很难信主的，对不对
？It was a difficult thing to become a Christian at those in those days.
所以她妈妈呢是在病中，基督徒把福音传给她来信主。
She became a Christian because some Christians came to see her.And spread the gospel to her when she was actually lying in bed sick.
所以她就想她全家人信主。
So she led all the family members to become Christians.
跟她的先生跟她的儿女传福音。
She tried to spread the gospel to her husband and also to her children.
当然了，不容易，对不对
？It wasn't easy.
不过后来她的大儿子呢，要去参军。
And
去当兵。
Her eldest son tried to join the army.
那个年代呢，中国当兵跟现在呢，台湾啊、新加坡啊的当兵是不同的。
Well, in those days, joining the army in China is quite a different thing to doing the same thing in Singapore or in Taiwan.
因为台湾当兵是每个人都要当兵。
Because in Taiwan, for example, then everyone would have to join the army.
新加坡也是每个人都要当兵。
The same case in Singapore.
所以很多年轻人呢，很怕当兵，就逃兵役，想方设法逃兵役。
And so a lot of young people they did not want to join the army, so they run away.
所以当兵是没有办法的，一定要去当兵。
This is something they have no choice.
但当时那个年代，在中国当兵是一人参军，全家光荣。
But in those days in China, when one person joins the army, then the whole family is glorified.
所以呢，他儿子呢，当兵之前呢，就戴光荣花，然后呢，很多的敲锣打鼓啊，到他家里放鞭炮啊，很热闹。
So when this person joins the army, there will be a whole procession celebrating the occasion.
所以那时候呢，我可以告诉大家小秘密，那时候呢，我也是很向往，哇，以后如果能够当兵也不错啊，也很想当兵啊。
Oh, well, I also thought myself, well, it's so nice to be part of the army, so I want to become, join the army as well.
所以当那个姐妹她的大儿子去当兵参军之前，她就告诉她大儿子要相信耶稣。
So this woman told this son who was trying to join the army just before he left home.
她告诉她，如果你去部队里面呢，如果遇到什么急事，或者万一有战争打起来，有危险的时候呢，你可以呼求神的名，神会帮助你。
She told the son, in the army, when you're encountering danger, and if you also receive messages from God, then you can pray to him and ask him to deliver you from the danger.
后来真的想不到，在中国有战争哦。
And, well,who would have thought that a war really broke out in China.
在70年代，中国跟越南的边境打仗了。
There was a war starting on the boundary, on the border between Vietnam and China.
他儿子那个部队呢，是先遣部队呢，他写信给他妈妈回来，说他们部队被拆到前线去呢，反击这个越南。
And his army section was actually sent to the front line in order to combat the Vietnamese.
如果是中国出来的，可能知道那个七十年代有个珍宝岛事件，对不对？珍宝岛就是越南跟台湾那时候在争夺，就那所以边境的打得很激烈。
There was a particular island on the border between Vietnam and China that the two countries were fighting specifically over.
那不久呢，这个姐妹他们家里面呢就接到她儿子那个部队里面呢送来她的呢一些关于那个军人那拜的那个包跟一些的文件送到她家里。
And not long after, the family received some package from the army, including the backpack.Of a soldier.
但没有说明任何原因。
But they did not say the reason for the delivery.
所以很多人就说呢，你的儿子可能是已经战死在战场上面，成为烈士，所以现在他不敢先告诉你，就先送这些回来。
So a lot of people said to this woman, your son must have died a martyr in the battlefield. That's why the country is sending you this package.
但她这个姐妹，她祷告以后，心里有平安。
But this woman, after praying to God, she felt peace in her heart.
而且在家庭教会里面呢，大家她也提出来，大家在一起祷告，都感到很有平安。
And she also raised this issue, so that in the church, so that everyone could pray for her.
因为这个姐妹，我跟弟兄姐妹讲，她这个孩子要去参军之前呢，她有把福音传给她，而且告诉她危险的时候要祷告，神会帮助她。
She told her brothers and sisters in the church that she had shared the gospel with her son before he went to the battlefield.
过了一段时间，
After some time,
真的，她收到她儿子的来信了。
She received a letter from her son.
她儿子在信中告诉她，在战场里面呢，枪林弹雨。
And her son just said to her,Bullets were flying everywhere in the battlefield.
很多子弹呢从他们头上飞过去。
Bullets flying over their heads.
他说他有受到，他有受伤。
He was wounded.
但不是被子弹打到的伤。
But not by the bullet.
因为他们行进要很快。
Because they have to move very quickly.
再一个不小心呢，就被摔到，所以呢是一个轻伤，不是被子弹打到的伤。
He had a fall in the battlefield while running, and it was actually a minor injury.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks to God.
每一次的祷告，神都垂听。
Every prayer is answered by Him.
神迹。
Miracles.
当你祷告献上去，神迹就产生。
When you pray, then miracles start to happen.
后来这个妈妈为她儿子祷告，她很想她儿子呢回来。
This mother, of course, was praying hard to see his son return.
真的，后来她儿子呢就转业回到家乡。
And finally, his son returned home.
成为校长。
And became a school principal.
那个弟兄现在是基督徒，都很热心。现在是一间学校的校长。
He's still the principal of a school and became a very good Christian.
我可以告诉大家一个小秘密。
I can tell you a secret about him.
现在中国呢，基督徒当官的多得不得了。
There are actually many Christians who are.High government officials in China.
有的敢公开出来，有的没有公开。
Many of them do this undercover and not revealing their identities.
因为现在中国越来越开放了，所以越来越多的干部信耶稣的，他们已经敢公开出来，公开去聚会。
With the opening of China, a lot more government officials are now declaring their faith.
当我们恒切祷告的时候
，When we devote ourselves to prayer.
我们就可以经历到从神而来的恩典。
We would be able to experience the grace from God and the work of God in us.
那你就很多见证可以分享。
Then you would have a lot of testimonies to tell.
那你的信仰就不再是一个花瓶了。
And your faith would no longer be a face.
就不再是一个宗教了。
It's not just a religion.
是个活生生的经历
，is a lively experience。
宗教的认识了，宗教闷慢和闷。
Religion is boring。
宗教一点的价值都没有。
There is no value in religion。
但当我们跟永活的神交往的时候
，but when we're interacting and communicating with the everlasting God，
活生生的经历的时候
，when we experience Him。Very lively.
我们每一天
every day,
都充满着喜乐
we will be filled with joy.
我们来敬拜神
we come to worship Him.
很有活力
with energy.
我们呢，每一天都可以来敬拜他，来见证他
we can come and worship Him and testify His grace every day.
弟兄姐妹们，神不单叫我们要起来恒切祷告。
God doesn't just expect us to devote ourselves to prayer.
同时他还呼唤我们要起来警醒感恩。
He also asks that we'll be watchful and thankful.
这是哥罗西书四章二节的下半节让我们看到的。
This is what is said in the second half of verse 2, chapter 4, Colossians.
要警醒感恩。
Be watchful and thankful.
使徒保罗在圣灵的感动下
Apostle Paul, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he urges us to be watchful and devote ourselves to prayers and be thankful. Why is the Holy Spirit reminding us the need to be thankful? Because we are all very forgetful people.
很容易把神的恩典忘记了。
We often forget God's grace on us.
所以我们要时刻记住，做个感恩的人。
So we must be reminding ourselves of God's grace and be thankful all the time.
当我们经历到神垂听祷告的喜乐的时候
，When we experience the joy of God answering our prayers，
我们要马上向神感恩。
We should give thanks to Him immediately.
当我们感受到神带领我们了
When we feel the guidance of God,
本来我们很多难处,
maybe we've been facing a lot of difficulties.
经过祷告以后,
after praying,
神将我们从难处中带出来,
God leads us away from the problems.
我们要记得马上向神感恩,
then we should give thanks to the Lord immediately.
一个懂得祷告的人,
a person who knows how to pray,
是当我们为件事切切祷告,
would pray constantly and earnestly about something.
但你里面感受到神已经 听祷告了。
You feel that your prayer has already been answered by God.
你已经有神话语给你很清楚的印证，你的祷告神已经应了。
You can experience the testimony of God answering your prayer already.
就马上把那个祈求的祷告转化成为感恩的祷告。
Then you should turn your prayer of ask or asking to a prayer of thanksgiving.
感谢神。
Thanks to God.
怜悯了我们。
His grace upon us.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
祈求对我们来讲比较容易，对不对？
It is very easy for us to be asking in our prayer.
为很多事情祈求。
We ask for a lot of things.
我们比较容易。
It is so easy to do.
但是当我们呢，能主的恩典。
But when we experience God's grace on us,
我们的难处过去了。
The problems have passed away.
我们所需要的神给我们供应了。
What we needed, God has given us.
啊，当然很开心的。
We must be overjoyed.
但很多时候呢，不懂得向神感恩。
But we forget to give thanks to God.
很多时候忘记呢，要向神献上感谢祷告。
We forget to offer Him our prayer of thanksgiving.
圣灵要不断这样提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit would constantly remind us.
今天很多小孩子在这方面有很多学习哦。
We know that a lot of children actually have a lot of experiences in this area today.
当他祷告献上，就感受到神听他祷告，都马上懂得向神感谢。
When their prayers are answered by God, then they would immediately offer their thanksgiving prayer.
像我们少年人读书。我们为考试来祷告，考试完了，我们要马上向神感谢。
For example, young people who are facing exams all the time, after the exam, they would offer their thanksgiving prayer to God.
我们身体有难处，祷告，感受到神同在，我们要向神献上感恩的祷告。
If we have ill health, we pray to God, and then He answers our prayer, then we should give thanks to Him immediately.
一个感恩的行动
，An act of thanksgiving is very important.
我还记得吴伟雄弟兄，他经过化疗、电疗以后
，We still remember our brother Hugo, after experiencing chemotherapy.
后来呢，证实到呢，那个化疗以后呢，那个癌细胞呢，已经杀掉了。
We learned that all the cancer cells in his body had been killed.
那么马上呢，在他们呢餐馆那里边呢，举行一个感恩的聚餐。
They actually organized a Thanksgiving dinner, in their restaurant.
当然那时候感恩聚餐都很多弟兄姐妹去参加。
A lot of brothers and sisters attended.
他就把那收入呢，就在那个晚上那个感恩聚餐里边呢，就拿了大部分呢当做感恩。
And the majority of the income for that dinner was actually offered as a thanksgiving offering in the church.
我都很感动哦，很感谢主，一个感恩的行动是神悦纳。
I was deeply moved by this act, an act of thanksgiving, and God would actually gladly receive it.
感恩。当我们懂得感恩的时候
，When we know how to give thanks，
当我们在祷告的时候懂得不断向神感谢赞美的时候
，When we can， we know how to praise and give thanks to the Lord in our prayers，
我们的心会更加贴近神
，Our hearts would be closer to God，
会更加知道神对我们的爱是那样的实在跟宝贵
，We would then experience the how God's love is so real and so deep to us.
以致我们更愿意起来付代价，跟随主走十字架的道路。
So that we would be willing to bear the cost and follow God in the faith, in the path of faith.
感恩也让神赐福的管道可以毫无拦阻的向我们开启。
By giving thanks, we'll also make sure that the conduit for God's grace on us would be operating unobstructed.
让我们可以享受神更多、更丰富的恩典。
So that we can experience more grace from Him.
我曾经跟大家提过一本书，叫《暗示之后》。暗色之后，一本书。暗色暗，黑暗的暗，暗色到色，暗色之后。
暗色之后。I've actually mentioned a book to you in the past about a blind lady.
那个主人翁呢，是蔡淑娟。
The main character in this book is Choi So Gun.
他在还年轻力壮的时候呢，就得到一种很奇怪的病。
When she was still young, she got this very peculiar disease.
我们今天大家都很希望见光。
Every one of us would love to see light today.
但他得到那种奇怪的病是不能够见光。
And this rather strange disease she got prevented her from seeing light.
她要在一个暗房里面生活。
She lived in a dark room.
很大的打击，对不对？
What a big blow that is.
那时候她已经是一个很热心的基督徒。
She was already a very good Christian at that time.
如果我们遇到这些事，我们就会厌神厌人了，对不对？
If we actually experience the same thing, then we would actually have become a different person.
但蔡淑娟姐妹，她得到这种病，在暗房里面生活了。
But this sister, Tai,She got this strange disease and had to be restricted to a dark room.
她安静在神面前。
She had peace in front of God.
向神感谢赞美。
And gave thanks and praises to God.
她感谢神。
She thanked God.
救恩临到她身上。
Because she has salvation.
她感谢神。
She thanked God.
让他灵命可以成长
，so that her spiritual life was growing.
他告诉神，他不知道为什么遇到这件事，但相信神有他的满意。
She could not understand why this happened to her, but she was still thanking God for His wonderful will.
他不向神问为什么
，She did not ask why in front of God.
他只是祷告神啊，给我明白你要让我学到什么功课。
She just asked God.To tell her what lesson she would have to learn through this.
她没有埋怨，只有感谢赞美。
There was no resentment. There was only praise.
结果她跟神的关系很密切。
She had a very close relationship with God.
大家知道吗？她年轻力壮的时候得到这种病，她到八十多岁才拜主节气。
She got this problem.When she was still very young, but she only passed away in her 80s.
她有可以说呢几十年的时间都在暗房里面度过。
So she has spent several decades in a dark room.
在人看好像是人间地狱，对不对
？From a normal person's viewpoint, this must be a very difficult thing to bear.
但是蔡淑娟因为她懂得警醒感恩
，but because She was actually very aware of the need to be giving thanks to God.
跟神很近。
She was very close to Him.
每天呢都跟神建立很亲密的生命关系。
Every day she had a very close life experience with God.
她很享受神的同在。
She enjoyed very much the God's company.
你说享受神的同在有什么用啊？那不是等于废人吗？一直在暗房里面呢。
Well, you might say, well, how good is that? Even with God's company, I'm still a blind person. I'm confined to this dark room.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
当神与我们同在的时候，我们就不会成为废人。
When God is actually with us, then we would not be a useless person.
我们本来是废人，但当与神同在的时候呢，就成为一个呢，不但是废人，是大有用的人。
We might have been a useless person, but with God's company, then we can become a very, very useful person.
大家知不知道？蔡淑娟在暗房里面几十年，影响多少多少人的生命吗
？Did you know how many people, how many lives this sister Chai actually touched upon while being confined to this dark room over the decades?
各牌里布道家
，Billy Graham, the great evangelist，
还有很多给神重用的仆人使女都去探望过他
，and many other God's valued servants actually。Had gone to visit her.
他们去探望她，想要安慰这个姐妹。
All they wanted to do was to comfort this sister.
想不到买一个想要去安慰她、去探望她的人呢，都得到这个姐妹的安慰。
And surprisingly, everyone who went with the aim of comforting her actually got comfort from her.
他们进到那个暗房里边。
When they entered this dark room,
感受到。神的同在
，They experience God's company，
不是人间地狱啊，是人间天堂啊。
It's not hell, it was actually paradise on earth。
每个人进去，都要情不自禁的流眼泪
，And they could not help but to cry。
整个生命被更新，被变化
，All their lives were changed and rejuvenated。
出来更有能力的见证主、侍奉主
，so that they came out with more conviction, more energy to serve God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，dear brothers and sisters，
你今天有没有向神献上感恩的祷告呢
？Are you offering thanksgiving prayers to our Lord？
你说我现在在拦住里面哦，我怎么能够感恩呢
？You might say I'm actually experiencing a lot of hardship today. How can I give thanks？
当你感恩的时候，你拦住就不见了。
When you give thanks to God。And your hardship would disappear.
当你感恩的时候，你心里的创伤就得到医治了。
When you give thanks, the injury in your heart would disappear.
神外面的天气还是这样。
Maybe the weather would stay like this.
四周围的人群还是这样。
People around you would still the same, still be the same.
但我们心里已经改变了。
But our hearts have been changed.
因为主的同在。
Because of God's company.
主的高牧。
Because of God's
圣灵的安慰
the comfort from the Holy Spirit
是好的无比的
better than anything, everything.
然后你就可以继续有力的往前
then you'll be energized to go ahead.
神会用你去影响更多人的生命
God would then use you to influence and change other people's lives.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
你愿意吗
Are you winning?
你愿意起来做一个横切祷告、谨慎感恩的人吗
？Are you willing to become a person who is devoted to prayer and watchful and thankful？
你愿意你的家庭成一个幸福满满的家庭吗
？Would you like your family to be a blessed family？
你愿意我们的教会经历一个更大的复兴吗
？Would you like to see our church to be revived？
已经三周年的纪念了，对不对
？This is our third anniversary today。
这个新堂我们已经搬进来三年了。
We have moved into this new premises for 3 years.
我们想不想，我们呢，经历神更多、更丰富的恩典呢
？Would you like to experience greater and more abundant grace from God？
那我们一起来祷告吧。
Let us all rise and
pray. 好，我们站起来，一起来祷告。亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
感谢你用你的话语提醒我们。
Thank you for a reminder through your words.
提醒我们要起来横切祷告。
To remind us that we have to be devoted to prayer.
要起来警醒感恩。
Be watchful and thankful.
我们恳求主的灵继续在我们中间工作。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would work in us constantly.
好让我们不但听到，而且愿意起来行道。
So that we don't just listen, but also act it out.
不但知道祷告的重要，而且愿意起来成一个祷告的人。
not only understanding the importance of prayer, but we become a person devoted to prayer.
求主恩待我们。
God, your mercy on us.
赐福给我们。
Bless us.
然后透过我们去恩待、赐福四周围的人群。
And through our work on others to give your grace to others.
把一切荣耀、尊贵、权柄归给圣父、圣子、圣灵。
To God be the glory, the power, forever and ever.
祷告感恩是奉主耶稣的名。
Our prayer of thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，请坐，我们可以唱一首诗歌。